Good morning, Rav Golan.
Morning, Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, and as Martin said, almost Chodesh Tov, Bezrat Hashem. We continue with the Maharal, but we'll do something for Pesach. I'm sure that we won't finish it today, and I'm not sure that I will be able to be on next Sunday, but we'll start and we will see what's going on later. The Maharal wrote a whole sefer about Yitziat Mitzrayim, which is called Gvurot Hashem. I mentioned before Hanukkah and before Purim, the Ner Mitzvah and the Or Chadash, it's two very thin books, but Gvurot Hashem is quite a book. And Maharal deals with the whole idea of Yitziat Mitzrayim, the meaning of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Why did Israel went Dafka to Egypt, to Mitzrayim, and the 10 plagues and everything, including Shirat Hayam, and of course, including commentary to the Haggadah Shel Pesach and Ilchot Korban Pesach. It's mamash a whole book connected to Pesach. Of course, it's a book that everyone can learn for more than 1 year, I think, especially in our system that we just meet once a week. But it was quite complicated for me to choose which subject or what chapter in the book I'll try to learn with you. So I decided to start with the beginning of the Haggadah, which you can see it's the 51st chapter in the book, Perek Nun Aleph. So you can imagine how much before he speaks about the whole idea of Yitziat Mitzrayim, and he said maybe we'll do it. I don't think it's connected Dafka to Pesach, because you know, even in our prayers and in our Kiddush and Rosh Hashanah, we say Zecher Yitziat Mitzrayim. Every Shabbat we say Zecher Yitziat Mitzrayim. So the idea of Yitziat Mitzrayim is not connected Dafka to Pesach, although historically, eventually it happened on Pesach. By the way, there is a Shita in Gemara that Betishrei Yatzu Avotenu Mitzrayim, but we accept the year. All our calendar and all our memories are connected to Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. So I'm just saying it as an introduction that I had. I'm not sure that I took the best perek in the sefer, or the most important one. Definitely not. But since it's the beginning of the Haggadah, so maybe it will bring us to enter to the mitzvah of Vehigadeta Lebincha. Now, as an introduction, I want to say we'll see it in the Maharal later that the matzah is called in the Torah Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni. It's written in the Torah without a vav. So it's the letters Ayin, Nun, Yud, which if you don't know the vowels or don't know how to pronounce it, you can also call it Lechem Ani. But in the Torah it's written Lechem Oni. And we have a problem with translation. I looked at the modern translations to the Tanakh, which was published, I think, by Chabad. They call Lechem Oni bread of affliction. So in meaning, it's a meaning of Oni, of something, bad. But think about the word ani, which means a poor person.
Also inui.
Pardon? Inui.
Inui.
Yeah, that's true also. And think about the meaning of aniya, saying things. Ve anita ve amarta. So these two drashot we can find in the Gemara. So we normally, those who... Most of the people who take three matzot for Leila said, we break the middle one. Why do we break it? Before eating the matzah, So the Gemara says that ma darko shel ani beprusa. A poor person, he hasn't got a whole loaf of bread. He had the part, so prusa, it's a piece of the bread. So we remember that we are poor people, aniyim, aniyim. Another drasha is that the whole Haggadah, we say, when we see the matzot, and we learn from the word oni, lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. Onim. Like ve'anita ve'amarta, not like the modern Hebrew that la'anot is to answer. It's not, of course, in Leila Seder we do have questions and answers. But the meaning of ve'anita is to say something. Ve'ya'anu kol ha'am yachda ve'yomru kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh ve'nishma. We can say that it's an answer to Hashem's request to accept the Torah. But, you know, ve'anita ve'amarta.
Isn't Oni written without a vav?
Without a vav.
Without the vav. So it's without vowels, it's ani, poor.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said before. So
yeah.
You can.
Okay.
So this is exactly, as I said before, the problem of translation. Because if you translate the word oni, you have to take one meaning. I don't know if you have, let's say in English, a word which includes all the meanings of ani, aniya, inui, and so on. So this is always a problem. We have to know that. Therefore, when we read the Tanakh, not in the original language in Ivrit, in Loshon HaKodesh, so we hear maybe one meaning or one aspect of the word. Anyway, we will use it later. When we start the Haggadah, the third thing that we say in the Haggadah is HaLachma Aniya. This is the bread of affliction that our forefathers, Sheachlu Abatana Be'ar de Mitzrayim. There are two famous questions, well-known questions. Why do we start the Haggadah with this word, not with the word, let's say, Abadim Ha'inu Leparo Be'Mitzrayim? We could say, for instance, Abadim Ha'inu Leparo Be'Mitzrayim Vayachileinu Lechem Oni. So we start with Halachmania, and then the second and the third sentence is, we invite different people to the Seder. Kol dichfin yitev echol, everyone who is hungry, he invited to eat with us. Kol ditzrich, anyone who needs to participate with the Korban Pesach, yitev yifsach. So this is one question. Why do we start with the declaration to introduce the matzah? Ha lachman ya, this is the lach lechem onis that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. One question. And the second question is that the whole Haggadah is written in Ivrit. We say it in Ivrit. Okay, forget about Haggadah now, which is also Aramaic. Dafka, the first paragraph, the beginning of the Haggadah, we don't use Ivrit. We don't use Hebrew. We use Aramaic. Can you, I don't know, maybe you have such an experience. I'm sure that if I'll have in my Seder people who don't understand Ivrit, so I won't translate every word, but I'll translate the main ideas of the Haggadah, especially, you know, כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים אלו בפסח לא יצא ידי חובה, פסח מצא ומרור. So it's written in the postkim that if you have your bnei bayit, your family, children, women who don't understand the Lashon HaKodesh, so you have to translate, to say it in Yiddish, in Aramaic, in English. But here we start, not only those who don't understand the Ivrit, all the people, just the country, we have to, some people, we have to translate it from Aramaic to Ivrit because they don't understand the word. Like, you know, it's very interesting. The Bidikat Chamet, Bidu Chamet, we also say in Aramaic, kol chamira v'chamia dika moshati. Although if you find already in modern Sidurim the Hebrew. Anyway, so these are the two questions that the Maharal also deals like other mefarshim, and he builds a whole binyan, a whole structure of based on these two questions to understand. First of all, what is the meaning of the matzah? Why is the matzah such a symbol of getting out from Mitzrayim? And this is nowadays, for instance, the only mitzvah that we have, which is midoraita, is achilat matzah. Because Korban Pesach, unfortunately, we don't have. And achilat maror is connected to Korban Pesach. Matzot al merorim yochlu should be eaten with the Korban Pesach. So the fact that we do eat maror nowadays is midrabbanon. But matzah, besides the Korban Pesach like maror, we also have the pasuk ba'erev tochlu matzot. With no kesher to Korban Pesach. Even someone who doesn't eat Korban Pesach, like nowadays, or people who were far away in the days of the Beit HaMikdash, they couldn't come not for the first Pesach, not for the second one, they still have them to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzot. Ba'erev tochlu matzot. In other words, this is the most important. If people think that the most important idea in Leila Seder is eating knedlach, it's not true. The main thing, the main mitzvah is ba'erev tochlu matzot. Why dafka matzah is the symbol? And you know, we have matzah shmura, we have all these hidurim in matzah, matzat mitzvah, we have to think. Matzah is very dangerous, because if you bake a cake from potato flour, you're not really afraid of doing chametz. If you bake the matzah and use flour and water, if you do it a bit slower, it's chometz gamur midoraita. So the matzah is even more important than kidneyot. The matzah is the main idea in Leila Seder. So all these problems or questions or ideas are dealt by the Maharal in this perek. First of all, he starts with the right kirsa, according to his shita, because there are two different minhagim. If we say ha lachma, ha this, or ke ha lachma, yeah, with the kaf. By the way, the Rav Kook, in his commentary to the Haggadah, he quotes ke halachmania. Maharal emphasizes halachman. Look at the first line, the headline. Halachman hafi garsinan. This is the exact thing that we have to say. Ha velo keha. Why? The hakraktiv. Leman yiru et halechem asher echalti otam be'eretz Mitzrayim. They should see or realize the bread, not something like the bread. So therefore, we are makpid. The Maharal is makpid on saying ha lachma. This is the lechem oni. Ma'amar ze, this sentence ha lachma niad yach, or this two or three sentences. הלך מעניין יחלו אבטנה בארד המצרים, אמר זה סידרו חכמים זל, שיומר, כדי לפרסם עניין הלחם הזה. As I said before, the matzah is the, of course, we have a korban Pesach, but according to the Maharal, the matzah is, I'm not sure that it's a right expression, but as, according to my own understanding, the Maharal thinks that the matzah is more important than the Pesach. or maybe more important is not the right expression. Maybe I should say it symbolizes the Yetziat Mitzrayim more than the Korban Pesach. We will see later that the Maharal thinks that the Korban Pesach, which remind us the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over our houses, passed over our houses. It's of course it was one of the nisim of this important night of Yitziat Mitzrayim, but it doesn't represent the actual getting out from Mitzrayim. It was one of the preparations before they did it still in Egypt, but the matzot they ate when they left Mitzrayim, this symbolizes the fact that they came out from slavery, from Beit Avadim, to freedom, to become independent, to become free people and not slaves anymore. So what I'm saying now, we will see later in the Maharal. The Matzah, according to the Maharal, symbolizes more the Yitziat Mitzrayim than the Korban Pesach. Okay. Ma'amar ze sidru chachamim, the editor of the Haggadah. We don't know who is the final editor of the Haggadah. Sidru chachamim ze al shiomar de lefarsem inyan alechem hazeh. We have to make on Hanukkah, we have pirsume nisa. We have to advertise to the whole pack. To the whole tzibur, to the public, the importance of this special bread for Pesach. Veshehu lechem oni, the lechem oni that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim, mipnei. Now one meaning, one of the few meanings of the word lechem oni, as I said in my introduction, is lechem sheonim alav dvarim harbe. You say, on Leil Pesach, there's a mitzvah to say, Vehigadeta lebincha. It's not enough to think. You have to tell your children, mainly, this is a pshat. But if someone has his own seder without his children, or he has no children, or he's alone somewhere in I don't know where, we still have the mitzvah of telling the story. We have really two different mitzvot on this night. One mitzvah is leman tizkor et yom tzitcha me'emtza. You have to remember. We do remember by saying the kriyat shema or whatever it is, but the mitzvah is to remember. And the second mitzvah is lesaper b'yitziat Mitzrayim, to tell the whole story. There is a big difference, few differences between to tell or to remember. You know, you have to know how to tell a story. You can hear it everywhere in the world. People who are telling stories. It's not enough to put the fact, the historical fact, in such a manner that it's a, I don't know. I remember the pupil in high school, in Shiva Tichoni, we had a teacher who taught us history. He spoke for 2 or 3 hours. He told the stories in such a vital way, you know, with all the, you felt that you are taking part in the historical event. It was so interesting. So you have to know how to tell history, to tell the story, or how to tell history. Maybe it's a same meaning. So Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, you want your children to ask. You want your children to be interested. You create all different shinuin changes. You give them prizes. You give them nuts. You give them everything just to open the heart or to motivate them to ask, to understand the story. It's not something, you know, you, you read that, there are people who don't learn Zohar. They say Zohar. I mean, it's a school for I don't know for what, and people just read the Zohar. People who say Tehillim. They don't learn it, not a shiur. You can give a shiur Tanakh to understand Sefer Tehillim. It's very interesting, I'm sure. But most of the people who say every day some Kapitel Tehillim, they say it. I'm not sure that someone who says David, Biyotoba Meharat Tfila, which cave was it? Did he run away from Shaul, or did he run away from the Plishtim, or so on, or from Shaul? We don't know what we say. So, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit, David. Which Chanukat Habayit? Bet HaMikdash? David didn't build them at the Mikdash. His palace. I saw one of the Meforshim said that Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit David is when he was ill and he recovered. So it's like a bayit which was destroyed and now it's built. Okay. But when I say, unfortunately, even in our daily prayers, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit David, I'm not sure that I'm thinking about the exact meaning of Chanukat Habayit. But here on Pesach, when we have this, the mitzvah of Leman tesaper beozni bincha uben bincha. Leman tesaper vehigadeta lebincha. So it should be when the matzot, when the lechem oni is in front of you. Because this is one of the meanings of the word oni, from the word la'anot, as I said before, ve'anu kol ha'am yachdav, ve'anita ve'amarta, and so on. Ya'ancha Hashem biyom tzara, it's he will listen to you. So you say something, and you say it when the bread, our meaning the matzah, the lechem oni, is in front of you. So therefore, first of all, say, gentlemen, and sometimes people sit together and someone says, gentlemen, the meeting is recorded. The meeting, you call people to the matzah and you say, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, children and gentlemen, this meeting is recorded. This meeting is connected to the matzah. So first of all, please realize that you are sitting in front of the matzah. Mitnei, going back to the Maharal. מפני שקבעו לסדר הגדה על הלחם, כמו שדרשו לחם עוני שעונים עליו דברים. לפיכך, מתחיל בלחם וקורא קרועה וללחם. It's not enough just to say, this is the bread. But the הלחמניה also includes the invitation for the people. Call everyone who is hungry or wants to join us for the Suda, you are invited. Everyone who is dichfin, we now use in modern Hebrew, when we use the word kol dichfin, it's for everyone who wants, but the meaning of kafan is ra'av, famine. Everyone who is hungry is invited to our Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you should be in a chavura. You can't eat it without an invitation. You knock on the door and say, oh, I see that you are eating your Korban Pesach. Can I join you for the Korban Pesach? Unfortunately, not. If you wasn't invited in advance, you are not a member of the chavura. You are not a manui. So, in this case, you are not, so called before, even before, maybe even before shechting the Korban Pesach, kol dichfin yeteh v'yifsa. V'kshe'amar ha'lachma v'kara'a et kru'a v'lalechem. Now that we are all sitting around the table is of course our modern days, we are sitting maybe on the floor, on beds, on whatever it is, on carpets, but let's say in our days, when we are all sitting around the table, then you start with Manishtana. And Manishtana is the beginning of the telling the story. Because, as I said before, you have to do all these tricks in order to motivate your children or the people who participate in the Seder to ask. And of course, now we are invited. Now we start. Manishtana laila zemikol halilot. And then the answer is avadim ha'in. Achar kach matchil manishtana. As nir'eh, then it seems or it shows shu one al halechem hadvarim halalu. Now he also refers, according to this shita, to the Aramaic. Now, it's not a part of drashot chazal. The midrash which we will bring later in the Haggadah, Arami Oved Avi, Vayered Mitzrayim. This is a midrash which is written in Ivrit because it was written in Eretz Israel. But the Haggadah, unfortunately, in most of generations, of course, including in the days of the Maharal, about 400 years ago. So people were sitting in Prague, Krakow, Germany, in Morocco, and they spoke the language. Maybe they spoke Yiddish, I don't know. Or Ladino, whatever it is, some Jewish language. As of course, Aramaic, you know. I think we are not the only people in the world, those who do learn Gemara, who still understand or speak Aramaic. There are also a group in Iraq somewhere, people whose language is something very similar to our Aramaic. Anyway, Maharal says, ולפי שאין זה רק דברי בעל הבית שקורא את הכל אל הלחם. It's not yet the Haggadah, but it is an invitation to the Haggadah. הוא בלשון שדרך לדבר אל בני ביתו בלשון ארמי. In those days, you know, you can see, not in Eretz Israel, but sometimes people who are, you can see even Rabbanim Chashuvim in Chutz La'aretz, when they send an invitation to the wedding of their children. You will see the invitation, maybe also in Hebrew, but you will say you will see it in English. We are invited, we are happy to invite you to the wedding of our beloved children and so on, with all the parents and the grandparents and so on. But when they come to the Chatuna, all the brachot and the Ketubah is different, because the Ketubah is a contract between the people. But all the brachot are in Hebrew. So the invitation is in the language that you use at this very moment, like English or Aramaic or I don't know, Russian or whatever it is. But the Seder itself, of course, the whole mitzvah of Haggadah is in Hebrew. And you have to explain it to you know. Sometimes I think with a big sadness about people. No, we are Baruch Hashem. We are used to the language of Chazal and so on. And we learn people who speak Hebrew fluently. When they come to a text of Chazal with some expressions that they don't know, they need a translation. So I think about this. Sometimes I think about the poor education that some people get in our days. Maybe they're experts in math, in computers, in I don't know what, in finance, but they don't understand what our forefathers said. Anyway, this is a different problem. So we invite them in the language they understand, and then we start the Haggadah.
Can I ask a question about the matzah? I'm just curious. We make the motzi on two whole matzahs. We
Yeah.
make the alachil matzah
Matzah.
on the broken. So
Yeah.
do we actually need to also have in mind which one we're eating first for the two brachot? I mean,
I
when the
don't
hand.
think you eat one first. You take from the two matzot
I get
together.
it. But we differentiate between the two brachot on whole matzot versus half matzah.
No, this is your intention. You take the all three, 2.5 matzot.
Right.
You say, "I'm motzi lechem min haaretz," and you need the two whole
Corn.
matzot like lechem mishneh.
Right.
And then you drop one matzah, and you have the 1.5 in your hands, and then you say al achilat matzah, and you eat from both. You take a piece from the whole matzah and a piece from the broken matzah, and you eat together. And don't make a break between the two brachot. You say it with no hefsek. By the way, it's written even in the halacha that you are not allowed to talk unless you need it for the till after korech. Because according to Hillel, you never ate matzah separately. Even in the days of the Beit HaMikdash,
You ate
you
it with the
used
carbon Pesach.
a sandwich, yeah, like a sandwich, Korban Pesach, and this is one of the proofs,
I
I
guess
think.
they had soft matzah.
Exactly. This is one of the proofs that they had soft matzot. Yeah, not our hard matzot, which of course it's quite complicated. Trying to imagine that instead of putting some lettuce, some chasa between the two, we put a piece of steak. No, you have to eat both the matzot and the meat. Okay. Bezrat Hashem, we will come to this day, we'll find a solution. Maybe we'll have the heter of eating soft matzah. I mean, Bemet, there's no really halachic problems with eating soft matzot. It's a minhag. The
Right.
Ashkenazim expected the minhag that they don't eat soft matzot, but the Sfaradim do. So, although I remember years that I don't know if you know him, Rabbi Yehoshua Peretz, his father, who is a famous Rosh Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, used to come here many years for Pesach. And whenever he came to for Pesach, he gave a drasha in the shul, in the Dekel. And he always, year after year, he said that as a Sfaradi, he thinks that it's an issue to eat soft matzot. But it's halachically, even Ashkenazim, especially someone who he hasn't gotten teeth or something like this, tooth. I mean, they like that. It's a no issue. It's a minhag. We accept it's a minhag, and it's a chadash asur min haTorah. Something new. It's always an
Is
issue.
it really a minhag, or is it just that it wasn't available?
Maybe the minhag came out because it was available. I'll tell you a story. I grew up in Bat Yam. I came to Yerushalayim for when I was 13 to 1 year in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Then I returned. I moved to far away. And never mind. This was the first time that I really lived in Yerushalayim for a year. So we used to eat falafel at home, only with pita. When I came to Yerushalayim, it was the first time that I saw something which is called lafa or eshtanur or whatever it is. We didn't know about it. We didn't see it before. As
History
someone who grew up in the Hasidic shtibla, I must tell you that before I came to Kitat Tet, the first grade in the high school, I didn't know that people say tachnun al-minche. I never heard about it. I used to come in the Hasidic shul. Who says tachnun al-minche? So something when you see it, you eat it, or maybe.
soft matzah, you have to eat it, has to be made fresh because otherwise it falls apart. That's why they have to freeze it today.
Yeah.
And then they defrost it and eat it right before the Seder. So then
Nahon.
they used to bake the matzah at the Seder, they would bake matzahs.
Maybe. I accept it. I don't know. There are people who still bake matzot on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so I don't know. It's you put it in a plastic bag or whatever it is for a few hours.
It falls apart.
Okay.
Ask
people. Also on Chag, that's about a great matzah for Pesach night.
Okay, maybe you know, during, now you have the possibility to buy soft matzot with a good hechsher. Maybe it will, or still the machloket will remain. I don't know. The minhag nowadays that the Ashkenazim don't eat and Sfaradim, some eat, some don't. Okay, let's carry on. Now, this is the one important introduction that he says, that Halach Ma'aniyah is an introduction, and then we start the Haggadah. Now he starts a new, he raises a new question. Halach Ma'aniyah, yesh lishol, lama nikra hamatzah lechemon. What is the meaning? Now he already mentioned one meaning. Lechem she'onim alav dvarim arbe, but now he asks, why is it matzah called lechem oni? Hare efshar shethi na'a kematzat shlomo. What is matzat shlomo? We don't know, how did the matzot that Shlomo HaMelech used to eat, how did it look like? But we know there is such a sentence when we want to speak about a big seuda, we say ki seudat Shlomo b'shato. I remember a few years ago, Rav Alfasi wrote an essay to the Mu'tzah that did before Pesach, and he tried to compare what seudat Shlomo. And what is the Suda that Abraham Avinu gave to the Malachim? Which Suda was richer? Anyway, Suda Shlomo is, no, when we speak about Erev Tisha B'Av, that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat or on Sunday, normally Tisha B'Av in Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, we don't eat the whole Suda. We eat a small one, not two cooked things and so on. But if it falls on Shabbat or on a Sunday, and you have the Shabbat before, and you have the Seudah Shlishit, it's written in the Halacha, Efshar Lechol, you can eat, Afilu Keseudat Shlomo B'Shato. So Seudat Shlomo is, of course, but Shlomo HaMelech made the Chanukat HaBayit of the Beit HaMikdash, he made the whole Seudah to the whole people who gathered around the Beit HaMikdash, and this was a very nice seuda, not a cracker with herring, but the whole seuda with the basar, the dagim, the whole matamim. So this is the phrase seuda shlomo. So I think the Maharal, I don't think that the word matzat shlomo is written somewhere. At least I don't remember, and I didn't look. I must admit, but it's a matzah can be a very nice, you know. We have, for instance, the Ashkenazim don't eat it on Pesach, but you know the cookies, which are called matzah shira, which you can buy before Pesach. It looks like an ordinary cookie. I mean, and it has it is sweet, it's nice to eat, you can eat it with your tea. And or coffee, and this is matzah shira. You know, from America, you have egg matzahs. What is egg matzahs? It's some cake, which is not such a. It has no taste. You add oil, you add sugar, you add eggs, or sometimes milk. It's a matzah shira. So. Why do you say about matzah that matzah is lechem oni? Matzah can also be matzah ashira. I mean, literally, of course, ani is poor and ashir is rich. But, you know, seuda ashira, you bring a lot of food. So matzah ashira is lechem.
Shimon, Gulen?
Yeah.
I was asked this yesterday, a friend of mine. Food that's in the freezer, frozen solid, that's inedible by man or by a dog, obviously would be cooked, and it might be chametz, and it is chametz. But once it's frozen solid, and therefore it's inedible, why do we consider that chametz in the sense of that it's edible chametz?
I'm not sure I understood the question.
You have pizza in the freezer or a loaf of bread in the freezer. It's inedible, frozen solid, hard as a rock. You can't eat it.
Inedible, so you can't eat it.
No, so why is it considered? Because I know if you have chametz that is made inedible, that a dog wouldn't eat it, it loses its status of chametz.
Okay.
So what's the rationale behind, I know, what is the rationale for food that will be left in a freezer that's frozen solid? Why do we deem that as edible chametz that one needs to get rid of?
If you defrost it, you can eat it.
No, but you're not going to defrost it. That's exactly it. I mean,
now when you say something which is not edible by a dog, lo ra'u le'ma'achal ke, means that it's ruined. It's mekulkal.
No, but maybe that could be cleaned up also in some way.
If it's now freezed in a deep freezer, and you can defrost it and you can eat it, it's ra'u le'ma'achal adam, not at this very moment.
No, but now, that food that you
if you have meat which wasn't cooked yet. People don't eat meat which is not cooked
Well, a dog might. A dog might. That's where they make the rule of a dog.
Okay, but say that.
But if you would mess up food so the dog would need it, there could be a way to reverse that process and clean it up. But we say no, once you mess it, you pour bleach on it, you do something to it, it's not edible. It does count. One, I wouldn't be surprised that could be cleaned up, soaked in water.
I won't be surprised to hear. I won't be surprised to hear, and I think it's not only not be surprised. I think that it happened that big firms like Angel, like they have in the on Pesach, they have on the freezer a lot of cakes. They sell it with the chametz, and then they defrost it after Pesach, and you sell it. You have a fresh
No, but for those people that don't believe in selling, I have a friend, he doesn't like to sell. So, but we know that food that's inedible.
It's not inedible in principle. It's inedible at this very moment because it's deep. If it freezes, but you can wait 2 hours and you can eat it. That's what I think. It's not lo ra'uy lema, it's ra'uy.
No, but I understand that if you poured bleach over food and you ruined it, there's no longer chametz, but yet that same food maybe could be soaked in bath water for a day or two and it returns to its food. But we say, we've ruined it, we've messed it up, so it's not chametz. Similar to the food that's frozen, I mean, in its present state, it's not edible. So I'm not trying to say the difference in food that you might have messed up that could clean it up later. And
maybe I don't explain myself quite well, but I'm sure that there is a difference. Something which is mekulkal, which is not edible after a few days, that it's kept in the sun, not in the fridge, and even a dog won't eat it. So this is something which is not ra'u le'ma'achal kelev. Let's say you put in your soap, shampoo. You put something which is from chametz, originally from chametz. A dog will eat the soap or will eat the shampoo. So you can say, it's not regarded chametz. But something which is kept in the fridge, you cannot eat it when you take it out from the fridge. But you can eat it 2 hours later. So I don't think this is the lo ra'u le'achilat kelev. Okay, anyway, let's say.
Okay.
It's a different subject.
A friend of mine that we both know, he has another apartment somewhere. He doesn't have access to that freezer.
Mm-hmm. You can freeze it. If you have a lot, you can freeze it and can sell it with the chametz and a kol beseder. That's exactly what you will do when you shop on Motzei Yom Tov in the Rami Levi, and you will eat crackers or I don't know or you will go to Angel and you will eat the cream cheese cake. This is a later on, you have, no, after a few days, you can see in the shops baked after Pesach or whatever it is. This is, you know, there are people who, okay, let's leave it. אוקיי, יש לשאול למה נקרא מצה לחם עוני, הרי אפשר שינאה כמצת שלמה, ועל שם מה נקרא מצה לחם עוני. ראיתי לקצת סם מפורשים, אשר רצו לפרש את דברי ההגדה הזאת, ולכך נקרא לחם עוני, מפני שהיא נמוכה ואינה גבוהה. If you eat bad, חלה, a bagel, I don't know whatever, it is something which is חמץ, it's, you know, it's high. The matzah is very thin. You are not allowed to eat matzah which is more than, I don't remember how much, because then it can be that you have flour inside that is not baked bichlal. So hinemucha, it's low. It's like, you know, someone who is a poor person is not a, he doesn't come standing, he comes nebech. So namuch, it's low. ואינה גבוהה, שהחמץ, כאשר, when it make all the process of getting חמץ, which takes time, let's say, we speak about 18 minutes, but, you know, when you want to bake a cake, or you put the dough, and then you wait the whole night, or for a few hours, then it becomes much higher, and it sometimes it even goes out from the place, from the place that you put it. So this is chametz. So this is only like someone who is low. וכאשר נתחמת ונעשה גבוה, מצא היא נמוכה כמו אני הזה, ולכן הוא לחם עוני. Okay, this is one explanation. טעם השני. I don't know how do you feel after eating all the kazeiti matzot on Pesach night. Matzah, as we know, the matzot that we know, it's hard to digest. It lies in your bowl. It's bowl. It's I don't know. It's hard because it's so dry and so on. Hamatzah ikasha liitakel ba'in stumcha. Stumcha is the bowl, the kishkes. Ve'lachen imachal ani. Now, this was the idea of giving to slaves, the perush that he rejects in a minute, but this is the perush. You give it, the master gives it to his slave, that the slave will eat matzot and he will feel satisfied for a long time because it takes time to digest to the whole process. לכן הוא מאכל אני כדי שלא יתעכל המעות במאם, וזהו שאומרים הלחמניה, דאכלו אב התנה בעד המצרים, the Egyptians, the Mitzrim, the masters gave us, our forefathers who were slaves, to eat מצות. כי פירוש, כי במצרים היו המצרים מאכילים את ישראל מצה, כדי שיתאחר בהצטומחה שלהם ולא יתעכל, one day just so quickly, כדרך, של דרך להכיל המצה לעבדים העושים את העבודה. So this is a custom to feed the slaves with matzot. At kan divrehem, this is a quotation. Vehem dvarim sheyakhish hakatuv vehaemet. Maharal doesn't accept this interpretation. He says it's something which denies the psukim. From the psukim, from the Torah itself, we can see that it was not, that it's not right. Because when Bnei Israel complain after Yitziat Mitzrayim that they don't have food, normal food to eat, what do they say? They say, "Lo nimtza b'katuv b'shum makom." We didn't find lo b'katuv, not in the Tanakh, lo b'mishnah, lo b'talmud, not in the Gemara, she'amitzrim ayu ma'achilim et Yisrael matzah. We don't find it. Adarabba, b'sifri amru parashat ha'alotra, that's what I mentioned, they complained, zacharnu et hadaga asher nochal b'mitzrayim chinam. Remember the fish, daga, dagim, chalnu b'mitzrayim chinam, for free. Then the Gemara asked, or Chazal asked, yesh b'inyan sh'amitzrim ayu notnim lehem dagim chinam, v'aloktiv, how can we think that they would give them fish for free? There were a lot of fish in the Mitzrayim, you know, because it took out from the night. V'chi aloktiv lechu ivdu v'teven lo inaten lachem. You know, they made bricks from the straw, from the... So the first period of the slavery, the Egyptians supplied the teven, and they just built the bricks. But later on, they have to... They were sent to the... around to outside the building to find there. So teven they didn't get for free. So fish they got for free. The question is not about the actual dagim. They got dagim. Chazal don't say, v'chi natnu lehem dagim. No. They gave them fish to eat. But not Bechinam. So what is the meaning Bechinam? So Chazal learn, Ela Chinam min HaMitzvot. Now you get a food plate with fish and chips. You don't have to wash. You don't have to bench. You don't have to say the Zimun. For free. Free mi HaMitzvot. Well, they had to pay for the food. Maybe they made some calculation. I don't know exactly how did it work. But they had fish to eat. The Pasuk doesn't deny the complaint about having fish. So how do you say that they used to eat matzot? So this is one question that he denies this perush. And second one, Ketuv Omer in the Pasuk that he mentions a few times in the paragraph. Lo tochal alav chametz. During these 7 days, you are not allowed to eat chametz. Shivat yamim tochal alav matzot lechem oni. You have to eat matzot for 7 days, lechem oni. Why? And now it's a reason. Ki b'chipazon yatzata mimitzrayim. Because you went out for Mitzrayim, b'chipazon in a hurry. So therefore, I add, he does mention it, that this is what the Pasuk says and all the Pasuk means, that they didn't have time to prep, to bake normal bread. They couldn't wait for the dough to become chametz and then to bake it normally. So they had to do it very quickly. So if you don't have time, you bake matzot, flour, water, fire, and that's it, and you are ready to go out. Instead of waiting 2 or 3 hours, you do it in 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes. So the reason is, ki b'chipazon yatzata mimitzrayim. This is the reason that the Torah gives for eating matzot. Ki bechipazon, because you went out from Mitzrayim in a hurry, you rushed. Ki bechipazon yatzata mimitzrayim. Not because the Mitzrayim fed you with matzot. Lama amra Torah tochal ala matzot lechem oni shemachilim oto nanim ki bechipazon yatzata. Velama kora oto oni. De'en inyan aniyut bimkom ashirut hageula. And the third question is, we are speaking about Geula. We are not speaking about slavery now. We are speaking about Yetziat Mitzrayim. So Yetziat Mitzrayim is a Geula. So how do you connect it to poverty, to Aniyot? So he brings three reasons that it cannot be that the reason for eating matzot is because this is the bread that the Egyptians gave to our forefathers to eat. Because the reason in the Torah is ki b'chipazon, The secondary, or the first one is that we have evidence that they used to eat fish and vegetables, kishuim, and so on. The only complaint was that it was bechinam in a mitzvot, and now we have to keep different mitzvot. Secondly, ki bechipazon. Third idea is it's geula, not aniyut, and aniyut bimkom ashirut. So the Maharal is looking for a different explanation. Why is the matzah? How did the matzah become the siman of geula? Which it looks quite strange. But since we finished our time, so we'll do it Bezrat Hashem next time. So be time. Shavua Tov.
I hope I'll see you next Sunday. You'll let me know. Rav Golan, you keep me posted regarding next.